Things like that soon get about. And then I was approached by this bugger. Big fella he was. Used to lean well back on his pelvis. I was up a crew catalogs and he was, and he come up to me, stuck his bloody belly out like it, and he'd got these moleskin trousers with cross pockets, you know. Like a naval occasion it was. Hey, lad, can I have a word with thee? You know, like I say, rocking back and to, like. I've never seen a bloke lean so far back without falling his ass. But it suddenly occurred to him, it was these bloody cross pockets, you see. He'd obviously had no toys as a child. He said, you know, master, he said, I've had a very nasty letter from the council. So I said, what's your trouble, mate? He said, it's like my pit, it's like our septic tank, you see. I said, well, what's that? He said, it's old at the back of the farm, he said. And where they used to dig the marl out in the old days to grow the wheat on the field, they used to dig these bloody holes out the ground, you know, to get the marl. And they used to go down in a spile, some of the buggers are 25 foot deep. You see, and they used to spread it on top before they had these fancy fertilizers. Well, they spread this marl and they used to grow the wheat well. Well, they got one of these holes at the back of his farm. And when they'd modernised his bloody farmhouse about 1875, they'd turn all the drains in his hole. So he was, you know, like one better than most of it. He got his own shithole. But the trouble was, we'd had one of our bloody summers, you see. We had quite a drop of bloody water, and his level had come up. He said, well, here, lad, he said, read it with his hell. And he gave me this letter from Backford Hall, you know, there at Cheshire County Council, you see. And the gist of the letter was, keep your shit to yourself. What had happened? He'd had the bloody rain and his level had come up and the effluent was percolating out and going down this ditch and into that bloody stream at the bottom, you know. Only about me, between here and Shambach, you know. And as it was going under the bridge, the methane gas was putting the roadman asleep on the end of his bloody dog. You see. And the Cheshire County Council won't go on and having their roadman put to sleep with the shit out of his pit. So it was a case of lawyer level or else. He said, you know, master, he said, I've had one of them there machines with the big iron bucket. He said, he chucks it in, he said, and he drags it out, all right, but it slithers back. I didn't like the way he said bloody slithers, you know. He said, I wonder if you could bring some of that to your stuff, and blew it out. And in the next breath, he said, where's your goo? Where's your goo? I thought it was a technical bloody question, if you like. I said, it vaporises it. I said, and furthermore, there's no radioactive fallout. What goes up's got to come down. It's all pure shit, you know. Anyway, I said, and besides, I said, I shall need a 4-6 on the Beaufort scale. Oh, my doctor. Well, this morning we got a good wind blowing. Day like it been today, you know. It was a fair wind blowing. Nice day it was. And I went up there. Hey, lad, I'm glad to see thee. And goes up there. I said, well, let's have a look at it. By Christ, when I saw it. Oh, dear, it was about twice the air of this room. And the top of it was like a bloody meringue. It was a crust on it, you know. And I'd taken this pikel in my way to poke the, you know, to all the stuff up and drop it in. Bloody hell. I had to poke it, you know, and it was like a leathery crust. And when you got through it, it kind of sneered at you. The bloody thing was alive. And a green bubble, you know. So, and I'm using 5-pound sticks, you know, to chuck them up in the air with the detonating cord on. took them up about 10 foot to let them plop through it. That's the bloody things that are stuck on the top. And as it went through, boom, keep the bloody thing chuckled. It was like, it thought I was feeding it. Ah, it was like a bloody Quatermass experiment. Oh, there was some bloody right-o'd up goblins in there. A mouthful of that, they wasn't through you in 12 hours, you're a bloody dead, and I'll tell you. Anyway, put all the, I thought, I'll give it some stick. I'll stir the shit up here, you know. Give 90 pound weight in. Got a bloody great load in. I thought, yes, there'll be a shower of shit over Sheffield today. Got it all in, you know. And I've got to set it up. I said, you better come with me up this side. He's, well, what about him down there, he says. There's a bloke down the field doing a bit of edge brushing, you know. She loves me. She loves me not. No. Anyway, it turns out to be one of these ex-Italian prisoners of war, because there was quite a few about then, you know. Of course, I didn't know this. So he said, will you go down the field and tell him? I said, aye. I said, he'll have to get out the way. He'll get the lot down there. I went down the field, I said to this bloke, I said, hey, you've heard about the shower of shit over Shropshire? We're having one over Cheshire today, you know. For a change, you know, make the funny, laugh it up with the peasants, you see. Oh, he turned around, Timalikawalo, emirate, you know how they are. Oh, Christ, I thought it's too good to miss. Oh, bloody hell. Oh. Oh, I said, you're all right, Jack, you stayed. You oh, boy. Oh. I've never done 100 yards in 10 seconds. In gumboots before, by Christ, I must have come close on it that day. Shot back up the field, you know. I said, very funny fella, that master. Very funny fella, master, mate. Anyhow. I lit this bit of fuse and we goes up the bit, by God, then it took off. Full bloody chat. Whoom! Right to Blackpool Tower, no messing. And it races up into the air, then it mushroomed out, then the bloody wind hit it, then this bugger starts to run. You cannot run at 30 mile an hour with clogs on the plough field. And he disappeared in this black haze. Of human, cow and pig shit. It's a fair mixture, you know. All the drains went into this hole. And it's been in there some years, you know. Bloody right. Good God. Well, it kind of... We lost him. You know? He was lost to us. And then it slowly went from a black to a grey. And we saw this shadowy figure uncurling itself from the deck. Only when he lifted his arms, he got bloody gossamer wings. Like those things the kids dip in and watch it and blow the bubbles through, you know. I thought, good God, it clems on the Birdman. You know. Only this was pig shit, you know. Oh, it was terrible, and it's very sour smell, you know. Do you know, Master Mate, I've been waiting for something like that to happen to that bugger for 2 years. They get bloody silly, don't they?